Yeah, and a great thrill to talk to the new CEO of rugby in this country, Raylene Castle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations. And you've got the goods. You were born in Wagga Wagga.
Yes, that's very true. I'm a big advocate of that. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Aussie Raylene, we're going to call you.
Well, it has to be now.
That would be very, if you could make that stick, that would be very helpful given my current appointment.
It was funny at the media conference yesterday, Raylene, one of the most probing questions, who are you going to support now?
I know, which I understand is a fascinating question when you've been part of supporting a team like the All Blacks for a long period of time. But I think, as I said yesterday, when you get involved closely in an organisation and you build friendships and relationships and you all have a shared goal and purpose, very quickly those allegiances move because, you know, they're friends and you want to see success and not just for the organisation of Rugby Australia, but for Australia and the sports fans as a whole. So I will have no problem at all jumping on the Wallabies bandwagon and making sure that I'm doing everything I can to help them be successful.
Where do you start, Raylene? Because I went through some of the scenarios for rugby union just prior to you coming on. At the grassroots level, super rugby, international level. It's such a big sport to take control of it, and everyone has their own self-interest they believe is the number one priority. So I'm going to ask you, what's your number one priority?
Well, I think the number one priority is trying to build that trust and respect, because unless you actually get the franchise in the States around the table and you all agreed on a purpose, you're never going to agree all the time. You're never going to feel that you got your way all the time. But it's really important that those we recognise the challenges that we face, and the only way we're going to overcome some of those and actually grow the sport and move it forward is by building those relationships and having what I like to term respectful tension. So you are going to have difficult conversations, they are going to be tense, and not everyone's going to get their way all the time. Anyone needs to give up a little bit to make sure they compromise to get the right outcomes. But, you know, those relationships and working towards a shared purpose, and a trusting type respectful environment is hugely important. I know it sounds very one of the things that's easy to say, but actually
yeah.
That's what we need to do to move
forward. Yeah. Raylene, how do you view the sport and where it sort of sits in Australia at the moment on the landscape of such a competitive culture, you know, from a sports perspective?
It is, and this is a country that punches well above its weight in the number of professional sporting franchises and professional sporting codes it has per its population. I mean, it's actually very unusual. So there's no doubt it is a challenging environment. But I think rugby has a very unique place in that it's the sport that has a genuine international pathway for athletes and for fans, where there's a regular test schedule where everyone can get involved with the Wallabies in six or eight test matches every year, builds towards the Rugby World Cup. And that needs to be how we engage the public, how we engage young players, be they male or female, to want to be involved in rugby because they can see that they might have an opportunity to have a pathway into that international platform to play regularly on the world stage. So I don't think we compete with NRL and AFL in that day-to-day place because, you know, they have a different offering to us and we have something unique, and that's what we should be talking about.
How will you break the private school shackles, Raylene, and make it a more popular game for the normal folk?
Well, I think whilst the public school engagement is important, and we need some of the great Wallabies of all times have come out of those environments, and we need to make sure we keep and foster those. When you move outside of the main areas into the bush, as Australians like to call it, rugby's played, and people drive. I was talking to someone in Scone, and they drive their children, 2 hours every other weekend so they can play rugby. So there's that passion out there, and Rugby Australia needs to make sure that it's working and engaging with those people and communicating them with them in a way that they feel like they're part of the big family that is rugby in Australia. And that for me is something I'm really passionate about, the volunteers, the coaches that are working with those young athletes and young kids that just want to have fun playing a sport, and they all need to feel like they're part of an important part of that bigger family.
Yeah. I guess the fact of the matter is, I mean, you know what you've got to do, but getting it done is really hard because I know you want everyone to sing off the same hymn sheet, but everyone has their own self-interest, whether it be the country, the local clubs here get no funding whatsoever, do they? Like in club rugby, get no funding whatsoever. They've got to make do themselves. So they've got their own interests. You've got the country. Then you've got the super franchises, which are really struggling in this country as well. And then you've got the Wallabies, who are also under the pump.
Yeah, and
sorry, I hate to paint such a dour picture for you, but it's actually a good time to take over because you can make a difference.
That's right. I did read an article in the paper yesterday, and I did say to the journalist at the end of the day, I really thought that, were you trying to discourage me from actually, you know, standing up there and doing the press conference? We need to look those challenges in the face and say, yes, absolutely, we've got challenges. But there is still some significant history and building blocks which give us a really good platform to move those things forward. Whilst it's really a difficult process they've been through with the force, there's no doubt with four super franchises this year, that will increase the depth and the performance. Mm. And that might not be an overnight success, but we know over the next 2 or 3 years that will deliver some really great benefits to performance. And Michael Cheek has now had the Wallabies for a period of time where he really knows what he needs to see success. He is starting to build some depth. You have seen some improvement in performance, and yes, you know, we didn't win the Bledisloe Low Cup. That's what everyone wants to see on that sort of regular tour. But, that's an absolute ambition and aim for them. And I know that, you know, no one more than Michael's working hard towards that.
Mm. And you'll bring all the experience of dealing with Desi and everything that happened at the Bulldogs.
Well, and that's exactly right. And that is, you know, the relationship between a CEO and a head coach is a really special one. It needs to be really tight, and you know, they need to recognise that the CEO can add value, and they need their support and have their back, and vice versa, because that's ultimately your shop front, and you need to make sure that that's a you know, a structure that athletes aspire to be part of and Australians are proud to support. So, you know, I'm looking forward to starting to build a relationship with Michael. I've only met him for a short period of time, but in the new year we'll be getting together, and really looking to deliver on those things that you've all talked about this morning.
Yeah, Raylene, obviously one of your great benefits is fresh eyes and coming from the outside of that very insular circle, I'm going to call the world of rugby union in this country. But long term, it's an advantage now. Will it remain an advantage, or do you think that the politics could eat you away? Although I guess you're used to politics at the world of the Bulldogs stroke the National Rugby League.
Yeah, I think politics is part of sport. I mean, I think it's what, you know, I prefer to call it passion, because I think that's really, in reality, what it is. Everyone wants their engagement with their club or state or franchise or team or whatever it is to be the most important, have that to the top of the list. I do think having fresh eyes and not having any previous allegiances is a really big opportunity, and everyone across Rugby Australia will feel that they've got an opportunity to build a relationship with myself and Rugby Australia. So I do think that's an opportunity, and ultimately I'll be judged whether or not people think I'm a competent, capable sports administrator. Sure. So if they build those relationships and have that opportunity, I build the relationships and we have the opportunity, that's where we will measure the success from.
Brilliant, Raylene. We thank you for your time this morning. A huge congratulations. Yep. We wish you well on this new journey for you.
Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate you having me.
And there we are, Raylene Castle.